AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today, near Washington in Alexandria, Virginia, El-Shafi El-Sheikh was sentenced to life in prison for a leading role in the beheading deaths of American hostages. Prosecutors say he is the most notorious and highest-ranking member of the Islamic State group to ever be convicted in a U.S. court. James Foley was one of the Americans killed. Diane Foley is his mother.
Let this sentencing make clear to all who dare to kidnap, torture, or kill any American citizen abroad that U.S. justice will find you wherever you are.
The hostages dubbed their captors Beatles because of their British accents, but their appearance, always in masks, invoked dread among the hostages for the sadism they displayed. A woman who says she was sexually abused hundreds of times by R. Kelly before she turned 18 testified she agonized several years ago about whether to cooperate with federal investigators who were looking into child abuse allegations involving the singer. The woman is now 37 and going by the pseudonym Jane at Kelly's Chicago trial and testified she ultimately did cooperate with the investigation because she didn't want to carry his lies. A huge fire at a Mattapoisett, Massachusetts marina left several boats and vehicles burned out shells and produced a plume of black smoke so thick it was picked up by weather radar. A federal judge says South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham can't put off his appearance Tuesday before a special grand jury investigating whether then-President Donald Trump and others illegally tried to influence the 2020 election in Georgia. His coach says a Little League World Series player who seriously injured his head when he fell out of his top bunk in dorms at the World Series complex has FaceTimed with the coach and continues to improve. Stocks finished lower to end the week, the Dow down 292 points. This is AP News. Underground workers in London are on strike a day after a rail strike.
No subway trains were running on most of London's tube lines because of the strike. Transport for London spokesperson advised customers not to travel on the tube at all. Transit unions are accusing the British government of meddling in employee affairs. They say the Conservative government are preventing train companies from making better employment offers. The government denies involvement but says rail companies need to cut costs and staffing after 2 years in which emergency government funding kept them afloat. Karen Chamas, London.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is warning airlines his department could draft new rules around passenger rights if carriers don't give more help to travelers trapped by flight cancellations and delays. Buttigieg is asking airline CEOs to, at minimum, provide lodging for passengers stranded overnight at an airport and give out meal vouchers for delays of 3 hours or longer when the disruption is caused by something in the airline's control. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.